92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And it is, you know, the sun's making an effort this morning. I'm going to give the sun some credit. But I'll tell you what, it is always sunny in the studio when Eldon Scott is here with Sunny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It was raining yesterday, but look, there's the sun. See it peeking right out the window.
Well, we're supposed to get a little sunshine, you know, a little more rain. But, I mean, right now it's making an effort. So
It's trying. But it's sunny in the studio here.
Yes, it is. And you know what he did, y'all.
Yep.
He brought me a gift this morning.
I've been teasing you for a long time.
Oh, yeah, promises.
Yep.
But he did came through on the promise, and I have before me monkey bread. Just describe this. And I told him, I said, well, you made a big mistake, buddy, because basically what I'm going to do today is I'm just going to sit over here in the corner and eat this monkey bread, and it's up to you.
And just let me talk
all about Sunny's.
All right, here we go.
So I'm just going
to
nibble
off
over
to the races. Yeah, so that's part of our summer menu. So it's an apple cinnamon bread pudding that's an individual serving.
Can you hear that soft goodness?
It is a delicious recipe that we have. Oh, don't drop it, Meg.
Shh, don't tell me.
That's all right. You
got
it. You got a couple more. Oh, shh.
Don't anybody tell me I'm in trouble.
Like nobody's listening. All of Pensacola is listening.
Oh, my. It's so good. There's little pieces of apple in there.
Yeah. Little pieces of apple, little apple chunks, apple cinnamon.
And whatever the sauce is on top of.
The cream sauce. Oh, that's the sweet tea glaze.
Oh, gosh.
The sweet tea glaze that we put on top. So
this is ridiculously good.
So that's on the summer menu.
Where do I go to get this?
Yeah. Well, we got four locations that are opening at 10:45 today for y'all to come by and get some of that apple cinnamon monkey bread. It's delicious. We got it all summer long, and so you can come and get some. She's cleaning up her mess now. She's laughing.
I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh. But, yeah, so we got four locations here in the News Radio area. So we got our Pace, Florida location over on Highway 90, about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard. And then we have our 9th Avenue location there just south of Creighton Road, right there by the airport runway where the firehouse is there, and just kind of tucked back behind the AutoZone. Then we have our Navy Boulevard location out about a mile north of Pensacola, NAS main gate, and then our Pine Forest Road location right off of technically on Shelley Road. So four great locations to serve you here in the Pensacola and News Radio listenership area. All of our locations do open at 10:45 every day. So come on and see us 7 days a week, serving up slow smoke barbecue
and monkey bread.
And monkey bread with good Southern hospitality.
Ooh, that's good. Okay, well, that's just one of the things on the summer menu. But
just
it
one.
Is so cool that y'all do this because you do this seasonally.
We
and
do.
You mix things up a little bit.
Yep.
You always have the standard stuff, which I love, the pulled pork sandwiches and that kind of thing, which you're, you know, famous
we're
for.
We're famous for that.
But tell us a little bit about some of the summer things that you got going on.
We're kind of famous for our sliced pork. That's the Sunny's original special that you don't get sliced pork too many barbecue places. So
that's true. I never really thought about it.
That's made from the pork collar, so that's the kind of the juiciest part of the pork shoulder. And so we trim them out and smoke them individually to about 165 degrees, and then we hold them and they get nice and tender and slice them up. So on that garlic bread, that was Sunny's favorite.
Really?
That was Sonny Tillman's favorite.
He was the founder, correct?
He was the founder, yep. Passed away back in December, but
long
legacy
ago.
Of barbecue. And so that's the Sonny's original. Yeah, the summer menu is great. We got, I know Kevin's a Tennessee vinegar, he's going to shoot me. North Carolina vinegar.
He's
going to shoot me. We got a little spin on that. So we got a sweet vinegar sandwich that we're doing for the summer menu with some pickled onions. Mm-hmm. And we got the little slider trio. You can get pulled chicken, pulled pork, and brisket.
Nice.
You know, so that's a nice little sampler there. The barbecue corn street dip. I'll say it right. Barbecue street corn dip.
Wow. Okay. Right. Now, what is
nice
that?
And cool. So some house-made barbecue chips.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have little, like a corn salsa, basically.
Barbecue chips?
Barbecue chips.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, some fresh house fried
potato chips. Oh, I bet those are good. I didn't know about
those. With some of our barbecue rub.
You've been holding out on me.
They're so good.
I didn't know about those.
I'm not holding out on you, Meg. I try to tell you about all the things. It's just a lot of things.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, we got our cherry cola burn-ins. They're delicious. So it's made from that same pork collar.
Okay.
We dice them up to about an inch and a half cubes, and then treat them like almost like a traditional brisket burn-in, but it's a pork collar.
Well, what do you mean when you say burn-in? That may be one of the first times I've heard you say that. What does that mean?
So burn-in is typically made from the brisket point.
Uh-huh.
So it's the fattier part of the brisket, and you cut it off, cube it up, add some sauce. Mm. We do a little hot sauce in ours, a little extra rub, and then you throw them back on the smoker and get them nice and caramelized. So these pork burn-ins, so we're kind of doing that with the pork collar, using the cherry cola barbecue sauce that we have for the summer menu. And toss them on the grill,
really
get them a little
good.
Crisped up. Yeah, they're delicious. So, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's next week, maybe.
My enthusiasm is your fault because this little monkey bread is so good.
Yep. Hey, that's what I'm here to do, make you hungry and come to Sunny's at 10:45. So.
This is a Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Meg. Eldon Scott is here with us from Sunny's Barbecue. As many of you know, he is the Chief Kindness Officer, which I think it may be just the coolest job ever, just bringing Sunny's Barbecue to people and events and everybody. Everybody sees you coming in that red-fringed shirt
and that,
you are. And the big smiles on their faces. But if you have a question, maybe you've got a question about the menu or barbecue or the process or anything or a comment, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. He really is, all kidding aside, he really is our expert on barbecue and Sunny's. So take advantage of it.
Yeah. Give us a call anytime. You can reach out to me personally, my cell phone, 850-418-3331. Or go visit us online, sunnysbbq.com. Or if you got some catering needs, you can go to sunnyscatering.com. That'll take you directly to some of our catering options that you can check out. And always, again, feel free to reach out to me on my cell phone or publicly on Facebook. So.
Well, I was telling someone this morning, I said, I think that this has been one of the busiest sports times ever that I can remember in the spring and summer.
Yeah.
And so Georgia.
Now the World Cup's on.
Yeah, well, my Georgia boys went all the way to the quarterfinals. They didn't quite make it, but this first time they've been into Omaha in over 18 years, which was really neat. And so Carolina, for that Carolina Tennessee sauce. They're going to be in the final, I think, that's coming up, and they're going to be playing Oklahoma in the final championship game. But today, when you're talking about catering, this is what you need to do. Call Sonny's, get one of the catering things. Yeah. You have a couple of choices.
Family feast or barbecue by the pound, whatever you might need.
And then you can get ready to snuggle down and watch the USA soccer team today in the World Cup. So that's going to be happening today. And they're very good this year.
Yeah.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And then if you're still celebrating the Knicks winning, they had the big parade in New York yesterday, which was wild.
And I didn't realize we had a local local that was on the team.
I know. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Mayor posted that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I didn't realize that.
So it was just neat to see. I mean, so it's really kind of a cool thing. But the catering, I did it a lot during football season.
Yeah.
It was just great. I didn't have to worry, get everybody together.
Makes it nice and easy.
Yeah, it's great. So you definitely talk to Sonny. Listen to me. Talk to Eldon. He can take care of you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's summertime, so family picnics, reunions, get-togethers. We're kind of past the graduate season. So
and I got to give a shout out
still
today.
Have people coming out
for Unity Fest is going on today. It's June 19th. It's the 19th day of celebration.
Yep.
And so there's still possibilities.
Yep. And so then we have Father's Day
Sunday.
This weekend.
That's right.
If you need to get a catering order place, go ahead and make sure you hop on sunnyscatering.com.
Yeah, do that today.
Get that placed. Ideally, we get about 24 hours notice, so, just go ahead and place that order online.
Right.
Make it nice and easy. Get Dad some brisket, get him some mac and cheese, and get him some monkey bread.
Trust me, y'all. It's really good.
Be a nice treat. We always have that good southern banana pudding, too, so that's always a treat.
Oh, yeah, big time. Well, I was going to ask you, because you're a dad, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that men order different barbecue than women? So if I'm thinking, okay, it's not Mother's Day, it's Father's Day. what would you get for your dad? You know, what kind of hearty barbecue dinner should I get for dad?
I don't know.
Well, you're a guy, you're a dad. Tell me, help me out here.
I mean, I'm a brisket guy.
I know you
are. So I'm gonna splurge on some brisket.
There you go.
I'm gonna splurge on some brisket.
I knew there was something.
The burn-ins. Our burn-ins, and when we do them so good.
Well, what about sides to go with it?
So good.
What's your favorite side?
You know, we actually just brought back our dirty rice for the Summer Bowl menus, and I love our dirty rice. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that for a lot of different things. When I do taco bars for catering and stuff, we do some of our dirty rice. So.
Mm-hmm.
We do a couple other different options, but brisket mac and cheese, that is a really good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I might sprinkle a little bacon inside of mine just because it's...
You stinker. He's got all the inside secrets.
Just maybe. Yeah. Just maybe. Done that a time or two for some of the catering or some of the cooking competitions, and it always turns out great. So.
Now, are you going to be out and about? Because I'll tell you one thing that he does such a great job as the chief kindness officer. If you go on Facebook and get on his Facebook page, he is out and about everywhere. I'm exhausted just clicking through. So to be able to do all the things you do with the chamber, you're an ambassador.
Yeah,
there.
Yesterday was
Lead
a busy
program.
Day.
You've been doing so many great things in the community.
Yeah, yesterday was a busy day with the chamber. Had a legislative luncheon, wrap up there from the session. And so that was great to hear some of the things going on. Michelle Salzman was there, Ashley Hoffberger. Alex Andrade was there. And so
all the big mucky mucks were there, huh?
Yeah, they were there. So got to talk to them for a few minutes and, you know, talking about all the things that went on in state legislature this week or this year, the session, whatever the proper terminology is. You know, I do barbecue, not legal stuff.
Right. Who needs those kind of details?
Yeah, and then we have business after hours out at the Woodlands out on 9 Mile Road.
Oh, that's right.
Facility out there. So,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Unity Fest going on today. I saw a post this morning that they're still on. So 12
to 4. I got a cool hat yesterday.
Downtown. Yeah, I see it. It's right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's right in front of you.
I got a cool hat.
And then tomorrow night, I'll be out with Pine Forest High School football team. We're doing a fundraiser with them. So.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Yeah, I was really was excited to go to Gallery Night and, you know, for the first time on Palafox, and unfortunately they canceled it.
I know.
A little bit of a bummer, so I was looking forward to that. But next time, as they said.
Right. So. That's right. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You got a comment or question for Eldon Scott, the chief kindness officer with Sonny's Barbecue. Just text it on in this morning.
Text it on in. We got a little giveaway, but maybe I'll give it like a couple more minutes. Give them a little warning. So we got another giveaway, as we always do.
Write this number down, 850-437-1620.
There you go.
And in a couple of minutes, we're going to be throwing out a little trivia question or a little fun question.
A little something. $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue. We're going to talk about catering a little bit. So we do catering here in the local area. And so we like to say we have three ways that we cater. We do pickup catering. So like if you're just wanting to grab something for dad and have a little dinner at the house, you can definitely do that. You know,
that sounds like a really good idea.
Call it in, go online. Make it nice and easy. Dad doesn't have to worry about cooking anything up. Mm-hmm. Get him some of those sweet and smoky ribs. Those are always a favorite with some of our dry rub and a little of the barbecue sauce. So if he's a baby back fan, Dr. Marcus McBride from Escarosa Career Source was in the other night.
Oh, I know him.
And he's a great guy. And, you know, he's always in a suit. Anytime I ever see him, he's in a suit. And he was in there with shorts and flip-flops. And
what?
I was like, what?
And blasphemy.
He was just in there chowing down on some baby back ribs. And
I love it.
So he was enjoying that all-you-can-eat deal that we got going. So he was.
And what is that?
Yeah, $14.99, all-you-can-eat baby back ribs.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a steal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't go anywhere and eat, have a great meal for that. That's a great price.
So. Definitely check that out. We got those cherry cobbler egg rolls. Those are delicious. They're so good. I'll bring it maybe next week, Meg.
Oh, please.
But I was like, I'm
trying to get
monkey
into that
breath.
Bathing suit. You know, this isn't helping. This is not helping.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I know you're not.
Those cherry cobbler pork collar burnt ends. Those are delicious. Those are really good. And of course, you know, we always have our barbecue egg rolls, doing our wings with the cherry cola sauce.
Cherry I've not cherry had that yet, and that just sounds good.
I may have to bring that
one
in.
I'm a Coca-Cola girl. I love it.
So. Yeah, I do like it, and especially once it caramelizes, you kind of get like this little like
sweetness,
cherry sweetness note to it. Oh, we got off track. Yep. I was talking about catering.
You were,
we got off track. Yeah. So pick up catering. Let me get back on track here. Pick up catering, a delivery. So if you need to have it something delivered to you, we can definitely bring it out to you. Team will bring it, set it up for you nice and hot. And then we also can do everything from setup to cleanup. We have a full service catering staff. We have bring out the chafing dishes, bring out some decor, set it up for you, serve your team, clean it all up so you don't have to worry about it, make it nice and easy. And so we'd say we have three ways we cater. And whatever serves your needs best, we'd love to help you and serve you.
And I can put a plug in and say that it works really well for us here at the radio stations, because obviously with all the different stations, we have lots of different employees. And we have a staff meeting every month. And we're so lucky because so many of the different restaurants in town that we work with will help us to have a lunch. But I got to tell you, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but when we hear it's Sunny's, everybody's, I think I'll make the meeting today.
It seems like it's always the busiest meeting. Yeah,
I think it's one of the most crowded. No, I don't think that's an accident.
No.
So that's one thing that you can do. And then you have these two of your restaurants actually have meeting rooms.
We do.
Which
we
are great. Because right now, a lot of businesses at this time of year, it's a good time to kind of get with your new board and you get together and you talk about that vision of the coming year. Because a lot of calendars are July to July. Mm-hmm. And you could do that in the privacy of your own room. And there's two places that have that.
Yeah, our 9th Avenue location can host up to about 40. Mm-hmm. And then our Navy Boulevard location can host up to about 75. So, and no cost for the room. So just based on availability. So you can, book it. And then if you have more than 15 people, we typically do a buffet style. Less than 15 people, we can do off menu. It just makes it easier to manage and make sure everybody gets fed on time. So.
Okay, well, a lot of places are closed today because of the Juneteenth holiday. So I had a question that just came in. Are you open today and are you open on Sunday for Father's Day?
We are open today and we are open Sunday for Father's Day. We close 2 days a year. We close on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Other than that, we're 363 days a year at Sunny's Barbecue. So 7 days a week.
Okay.
10:45 until 9:30 Sunday through Thursday, and then until 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturdays.
Well, this is an interesting question that somebody just sent in. They want to know, how can Sunny's fans request consideration of new items on the menu? I guess this person has an idea they want to pass along. How does that work?
Shoot me a text. I'm always open.
And what's that number?
I'm always open for a good idea.
Yeah, what's that number?
850-418-3331. And, or you can go to sunnysbbq.com. They have a way to contact Sunny's corporate to make suggestions.
I'm curious.
Typical stuff. But on the catering side, we kind of do have a little more liberty than in the restaurant.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
Sometimes we have special requests for different things. For Fellowship of Christian Athletes, we do their annual sports banquet, and we do grilled chicken and fettuccine Alfredo and salad for them, and do garlic bread, So it's, we have the option on the catering side to be a little bit more flexible than we are in the restaurant. So on the catering side, we have the opportunity to meet our customers' needs, whatever it might be. Obviously, we specialize in slow smoke barbecue, but we can do some other things.
Okay, got a great comment that just rolled in from one of our listeners.
All right.
Crew de Yaya's takes advantage of those rooms, and we appreciate it.
All right,
we're running out of time. We got to do this giveaway, my friend.
Got to do a giveaway. So let's go $50, fifth person to text in Father's Day.
Okay, so 850-437-1620. Text in Father's Day with your name, please, and your email, and just the words Father's Day. And the fifth text that I get in this morning will be the winner of
a $50 gift certificate.
Okay, you're going to keep them busy. I'll try to look at all these texts.
Yeah, I'll keep them busy. So make sure you don't forget to download your Sunny's Barbecue app. So that's the way that you can get all the rewards and all the special promos that we got going on. You're going to get those notifications to make sure you don't miss out on any deals. Back on June 8th, let me make sure I get the date right. We did a big deal for $6.80. So that was a hot deal. And restaurant was jammed up, and so it was a fun one. Little promo with a homage back to when Sonny's was founded back in 1968. So that was a fun deal. But if you get that app, you're going to have the best opportunity to catch all those deals and offers. And also, you don't want to miss out on those rewards points. So, you know, you're going to catch rewards points for every dollar you spend. You can either load your credit card into the system. That way, it automatically does it when you place your order. Or you can, if you're not a fan of doing that, like my parents aren't, then you can just scan your QR code that's on your receipt. So you can redeem your rewards points when you spend your hard-earned dollars with us here at Sunday's Barbecue.
It makes it very easy to order.
It
I
is
use it
really
all the time.
Easy to order. Yeah.
Okay, we do have a winner, and our fifth caller texter that came in this morning is David, numbering ending in 2615. I don't have your last name, and he got it right. The question was, or the word of the day was Father's Day.
There we go.
So happy Father's Day to all the dads not there. And what has, please, Eldon, tell us, what has David won?
Well, congratulations, David. You have won a $50 gift certificate for Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's.
So what you need to do, David, if you could please send in your date of birth, your email, and an address for me, and we will get that to you. And I'll send you a text right after the show and give you all the details.
There we go.
But congratulations. And by the way, thanks, y'all, for listening. We got so many texts that just came in this morning. I'm overwhelmed with texts, which is wonderful because so many folks are here with us as we get ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to Pep Talk and to be here with me and Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, appreciate everyone listening. We had a Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting at Cane's, Raising Cane's.
Oh, boy, everybody's excited about
been
that.
I've been a Cane's fan for a long time. Their chicken tenders are delicious. I'm not going to say that they're not.
They had lines opening day.
I was there opening day. It was the Chamber of Commerce for the ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
And I was standing there. We're taking pictures at the actual ribbon cutting. Somebody, a gentleman came up behind me, and he's like, why is the Sonny's guy here? Man, I listen to you on the radio every week, so appreciate everybody listening. And when you see me out in the community coming up and saying something, I do appreciate it. It's always fun, and thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of
folks
have family coming in for the weekend. I know a lot of people have retired here, so they got grandkids and kids coming in. So there's a big special tomorrow on Saturdays for kids.
Yeah. Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. So they can get those baby back ribs, some mac and cheese, hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good little hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Kids burger, whatever it is. They got a great kids menu. And so, yeah, free kids meal entree or with every adult entree purchase. I'll get it out right.
Yeah, so, there you go.
And then every Monday, we got buy one, get one free pork sandwiches at every one of our local drive-thrus, all four of our locations here, Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Shelley Road off of Pine Forest. All have drive-thrus. I'll say it right.
Yeah, that's right.
Just drive-thrus.
Yeah, just a drive-thru.
At each location, and so you get that either pulled pork or sliced pork sandwich. You can get it on a bun or garlic bread, and there's a great deal on Monday, so you can come on through and take advantage of that offer. No app required, but why would you miss out on those reward points?
I know, because they add up pretty quick.
They do.
And every once in a while, y'all do little specials, like the day of kind of specials
day
and things
of,
that
yeah,
come through the app.
They
just kind of pop up specials and stuff, so those are cool.
Man,
and what are your hours and days?
10:45 every day we open up, and then we're until 9:30 Thursday through Sunday through Thursday, and 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
There's so many things that we need to talk about still.
I know, but I got things to do. I got some monkey bread over here I got to take care of, buddy. Priorities
next
now.
Next week, Meg, next week. We'll do it again. We'll run it back next week.
All right. Happy Father's Day to you and to all the fathers this weekend. Where's that website again to get the app?
Yes, sunnysbbq.com, or you can go to your Google or iPhone store and get that downloaded. Get those reward points. Come see us at Sunny's.